Good day and welcome to the Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of Natural Capsules Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the opening remarks conclude. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Mehra from TIL Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Mehra.
Thank you, Melissa. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining this Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of Natural Capsules Limited. The results and investor updates have been emailed to you and are also available on the stock exchanges. In case anyone does not have a copy of the same, please do write to us and we'll be happy to send it over to you. To take us through the results of this quarter and answer your questions, we have with us today Mr. Sunil Mundra, Managing Director, and Mr. Raj Kishore Prasad, Chief Financial Officer. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the business and the financial performance in Q4 FY23, which will be followed by the Q&A session. I would like to remind you all that everything said in this call, reflecting any outlook for the future, which can be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the uncertainties and the risks that the company faces. These uncertainties and risks are included but not limited to what we've mentioned in our annual reports, which you'll find on our company's website. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Mundra. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhishek. A warm welcome to each and every one of you to Natural Capsules Limited, this maiden earnings conference call. It's a pleasure to have you all here today. As this is our first ever earnings call, I would like to take this opportunity to provide an overview of our business verticals before delving into the performance highlights of Q4 FY23. At Natural Capsules, we currently operate in two distinct business verticals, capsules and API. I will shed some light on each one, starting with our capsule segment. With nearly three decades of experience in this industry, we are proud to say that upon completion of our ongoing CAPEX, we will become the second largest manufacturer of empty hard capsules in India. Our journey in this industry took a significant leap forward in 2019 when we adopted groundbreaking manufacturing technology. This innovation has enabled us to become one of the fastest and most efficient producers of hard empty capsules worldwide. Leveraging this, we expanded our capacities by almost threefold in the past 3 years, operating close to peak utilization levels. As a result, our performance in this vertical has significantly improved, with revenues increasing from almost 60 crores in FY20 to 172 crores in FY23. Furthermore, our operating margin profile has also shifted from around 9% to 20%, leading to a substantial rise in profit after tax from almost 1 crore to about 18 crores. This remarkable progress can be attributed to the advantages offered by our new generation machines. These machines consume approximately 40% less power per unit manufactured compared to their older counterparts. Moreover, their highly automated nature requires fewer manpower resources, resulting in reduced cost per unit produced. We've also witnessed a significant decrease in rejection rates, with only 3% compared to 8% in the older generation machine. Importantly, the manufacturing speed has tripled from 1.5 million capsules per day production to an impressive 5 million capsules per day. Collectively, these factors have contributed to higher efficiencies and profitability for our company. To further enhance our capabilities, we are expanding our capacities by adding HPMC lines, which we yield higher realization and better margin. Now, let's turn our attention to the API vertical. In 2020, we established Natural Biogenics Private Limited as our subsidiary to undertake API manufacturing operation. We have targeted the production of four major APIs and their derivative salts, three of which have received approval under the PLI scheme of the government. Significantly, we will be the sole manufacturer in the country for two of these APIs, considering that they are currently imported in large quantity. Recognizing the immense opportunity to capture the domestic market, we have strategically set up our facility to comply with the regulatory requirement for potential exports to regulated markets as well. In line with our expansion plans, we have invested approximately 130 crores in our API business, utilizing a mix of internal accruals, debt, support from HNI investors, and around private equity players. Having successfully completed our expansion phase in the past 3 years, during which we substantially increased our capsule capacity, we are now confident about our growth trajectory. Our aim is to leverage our strong position in the capsule business and rapidly gain domestic market share in the API business by offering cost-effective import substitutes to our customers. Before we delve into the performance of the quarter, I would like to share some positive developments with you. We recently secured an exclusive distribution agreement with a multi-billion dollar corporation for our capsules in the Mexico market. This presents a significant opportunity for us, given Mexico's high demand for imported capsules. Sales recognition from this contract is expected to commence in the second quarter of the current financial year. Now, despite the challenging operating environment in the domestic pharmaceutical industry, we have managed to maintain our volumes without experiencing any decline. We believe that the period of declining realization is behind us now, as evidenced by a gradual rebound in realization in Q1 and our anticipation of further increases throughout the year. Additionally, we are making progress in setting up HPMC line with the integration process of the first line already underway. We anticipate the remaining two lines to be operational in the second and third quarter of FY24 respectively. On the API front, we are delighted to announce that we anticipate commencing the sale of small commercial batches from the second quarter, gradually ramping the production from the third quarter. As a result, we have revised our earlier guidance on achieving 50% capacity utilization in the first year, considering the commencement of commercial sales in Q2 FY24. Regarding the production-linked incentive program, we have received government approval and have decided to offer the PLI incentive from FY25. The strategic decision is based on the program being determined by sales quantity. With our confidence in significantly surpassing the volumes of FY24, we anticipate higher incentive in FY25. Furthermore, the removal of minimum 90% capacity utilization condition for eligibility to receive the incentive is a positive development. Now, the incentive will apply to any quantity manufactured and sold. So looking ahead in the upcoming financial year, we remain excited about our growth trajectory in both business verticals. The commencement of the HPMC lines is expected to drive top-line growth and improve the margins profile of our capsule business. For our API business, our focus will be on rapidly scaling up operations. Before I conclude my remarks and open the floor for questions, I would like to inform you that moving forward, we will ensure the practice of conducting half-yearly conference calls, H1 and H2. This will provide all of you with ample opportunities to interact with us and have your queries resolved. Thank you for your attention. With that, I now invite any questions you may have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the first question from the line of Kesha from Raksan Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Sir, for APIs, why have we revised the asset turns expected downward to 2x compared to 2.7x, which was in the earlier presentation?
See, this has happened mainly due to two reasons. One, of course, is there is a total project cost has gone up in case of assets. Earlier it was around 96 crore anticipated at the time of applying for the PLI back in December of 20. Now currently we are ending up with about 130. The second reason, of course, is the latest small correction in the pricing of these most of these API products in last 1 year. Added both together, we are thinking that immediately in the coming FY24 and FY25, we expect it to be around 2x. But going forward, as our reg business starts, regulated market supply starts, probably we should be able to achieve the 2.7 to 2.8x.
Sure, sir. And, sir, what percentage of Biogenex will be minority share according to the current schedule? And do we rule out any further dilution going forward?
At this moment, the minority shareholding is 10%. 90% is held by the holding company. Going forward, the private equity investors' milestones, which he has given for FY27, I think the dilution, the maximum dilution that could happen would be about 35%. Natural Capsule will continue to hold about 65.6% or so. At this moment, we don't foresee any further dilution in our subsidiary company.
Sure, sir. And sir, for so the 130 crore capex, as far as I understand, it's divided in two parts. We are doing phase one, and then on the success of it, we'll commence with phase two. So in FY24 and 25, what capacity utilizations are we looking at on the overall 150?
Yeah, so I think originally we had proposed some 50% capacity utilization based on starting in Q1. But since there is a change and delay in installation, I mean commissioning of the small scale volume and the large production batches, I think we are now projecting that total capacity would be something like, say, still we would try and now achieve 50% of the capacity. Our earlier target was, we said we will target 100 crore. Maybe we will now try to achieve 50% of that.
So, sir, this 50% would be EBITDA break-even, or we will need higher utilizations to reach that?
I think so. It should be at least in FY24 may not be possible, but FY25 certainly will be cash positive.
Okay, and sir, so in for the offtake part, do we have any contracts ready for validation and subsequent soft commitments from clients? Or but basically, I'm trying to get a sense on whether this could come as a source of risk if even if our scale up succeeds.
We already have been in touch with most of these buyers of these steroidal APIs, many of whom are our existing customer for our capsule business. And we have got good response for them. And I think now that our R&D stability data are available, and in about next 5 to 6 weeks, we are launching our small volume kilo lab. We will be able to sell it to them. We have got certain letters of interest and certain kind of commitments also. We don't find anything challenging on selling our produce.
Sure, sir. I have more questions, but I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Ashutosh Agarwal from NB India. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity, and good afternoon, everyone. My first question is with respect to the margins impact, which we have seen from quarter four majorly. So what are the future conservative margins we are seeing as per the 2 months of quarter one, and how we are looking at next two quarters like Q1 and Q2?
Actually, Q4 margins had come down basically because of that sales realizations had dropped a bit, but we did we could save something on the raw material cost also. We had net sales realization coming down differently on domestic and export sales. Domestic did drop a little bit more than the exports. I feel that the drop bottomed out now. domestic realization, whatever drop had to take place, is bottomed out. From Q1, we are seeing good green offshoots, and we have seen a marginal growth in the realization. And also the good thing is that in the RM side also the costs are softening a bit, and we expect a saving of about 2 to 3% there per kilogram of the raw material. So on whole, I think that the margins are going to improve over coming next 2 quarters.
Okay, so are we expecting that the margins may come back to the earlier which were there in the Q1 or Q2 of FY23?
Yes, I think with the addition of HPMC lines, probably yes, it will add on a little more margins there. We expect by at least by Q3, Q4, we should get back to the levels what we had achieved last year.
Okay, so we are expecting majorly from Q3, Q4 when HPMC will kick in the show. So are we expecting the further delay in the projects because we are seeing those delays as per the economic situation and market situation from the last 2-3 quarters?
Now, there is no more delay. HPMC capsule was first of the lines. Actually, these HPMC lines are being tried out for the first time on these new generation machines, high-speed machines. Earlier, we have been producing HPMC on 1 million machines where the capacities were quite limited. And so because of some technical issues, we have delayed that. Now that the first line is in our facility and technical integration is on, we expect the I think trial production to begin by third week of June. So once this line stabilizes and if at all any more new modifications not required, we would immediately ask for the other two lines to come get supplied, which we expect that in Q2 and Q3, one line respectively would get added.
Okay, so we are expecting that maybe from Q3, the one line of HPMC will start contributing to the revenue conservatively.
Yes, no, one line would start from Q1 end, the second line would Q2 end, and third line from Q3 end. So we'll have totally three lines of HPMC by the fourth quarter of this year.
Okay, so that will drive our operating margin to
yes,
come back
absolutely.
To 20%. We are expecting that?
Yes.
Okay.
Even otherwise also, gelatin also, as I've already said, the drop in the realization in the Q4 of last year has now bottomed out. We have seen the feedback from the market and the prices are improving and we hope to get better realization. Our other strategy is to focus more on exports, which always bring about 15 to 18% higher realization. So that is also paying as well. And our increased strength in the marketing team for export would help us to improve the net realization.
Okay, and my question related to Mexico contract is also there that are we going or are we foreseeing that the Mexico contracts will roll out on the time like on quarter two, or is there any chance that it may also get delayed, or what kind of opportunities we are looking from the Mexico market if we can get an idea?
See, whatever forecast we have given, we have not considered any additional boost from this Mexico contract, but we expect incremental business of almost about 1.8 billion capsules per annum, on an average about 4 containers of 40 feet going to Mexico, which the company has committed to us, and they are quite large trading house in Mexico. So I think that would give it, as I already mentioned some time back, that exports bring in at least about 15 to 18% better sales realization. This would definitely improve our bottom line.
Okay, so we are expecting on time.
So I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have participants in the queue.
Yeah, sure, I will come back to queue. Yeah,
sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we move to the next question, we would request participants to limit their questions to 3 during the initial round. We have the next question from the line of Yoganj Jeswani from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So two quick questions for you. So first is on the incentive structure. So you have mentioned in your presentation also that now the incentive structure doesn't have the requirement of 90% minimum capacity utilization, and we have shifted the incentive scheme from 24 to FY25. So if you could just share a little more color on how the overall incentive structure has changed, and the 67 crores that we are supposed to receive, how will this flow to the company?
See, the PLI scheme under which we have availed these benefits consists of a period for 6 years. So initially the scheme is supposed to have started for chemical, molecules it was 1-4-23, for fermentation 1-4-24. But keeping in mind that most of the fermentation projects are taking time, government has extended the starting date. Now another clarification, earlier guidelines said that to get 100% incentive, we must meet 90% of the committed capacity. And if we achieve only 80% sales, you will be eligible only for 50%. But I believe now the new guidelines have been made in such a way that you will be eligible for the same rate of incentive, whatever the quantity you produce. This change has been notified recently. Now, the reason why we switched over to next year is that if we start in the current year, which anyway we are saying that half year will go in achieving the large scale batches, so we would have lost the incentive for the half year. So since the number of duration of the scheme is for 6 years, and 6 years could have started either from 24 or 25. So that's why to turn the maximum benefit out of it, we thought that it would be prudent to start from 1-4-25. We still hope to achieve that 67 crores of incentive over a period of 6 years.
Okay. So if I understand it correctly, this 6 year is financial year. So even if you start, say, last quarter of this financial year, this will still count as one full year.
Exactly.
Okay. So then it makes sense for us to start freshly from next year. Okay, understood. And sir, in terms of the commercial and the trial batches that we are about to start, so are we doing this for all three of our Suradin APIs, or is it for just one or two?
No. So the commercial trial batches are right now going on for the basic APIs like dexamethasone, betamethasone, and prednisolone, and their complete route of synthesis. Most of these products involve at least about 10 to 11 steps of synthesis and 2 steps of fermentation. So initially our R&D lab had done with gram batches and went on to kilogram. Now we are scaling up them to about 100 kilo to 200 kilo batches. So for this base API where the complete in-house backward integration is being done, we are trying to scale up step by step to a bigger scale of 100 to 200 kilograms. Now, as far as the derivatives are concerned, so our strategy was to import intermediates from China and convert them into derivatives, put them into stability, make them ready for the marketability. So we are now ready with at least 16 products, stability data, the tech transfer dossier ready. So we will approach the drug department to get license for them. And once these licenses are with us, we can manufacture and start supplying to customers, those who are ready to take based on our R&D sample. There are few customers who would expect the samples from the commercial batches to be evaluated by them internally. For them, the supplies would begin quarterly.
All right, understood. So, and so just one clarification on incentives. So earlier, the incentive was linked to the production, and the higher production we do year on year, the incentive will flow in line with that. But now with this utilization levels as a requirement going away, so these incentives will be based out of what? Will this 67 crore be divided equally for all 6 years, or is there another method of calculating the incentive?
No, you guys, I think the incentive was always fixed per kg. Earlier there was a condition, we had committed say capacity for dexamethasone 10 metric tons, betamethasone 12 metric tons. So earlier there was a clause which said that we will be eligible for 100% of the rate of incentive per kg if we achieve 90% capacity. If we achieve only 80%, we will be eligible for 50%. So this was the condition which has been now removed. What they are now saying is that you will be eligible for 100% of the incentive irrespective of the percentage of capacity achieved. Even if I do 50% production out of 10 metric tons of dexamethasone committed capacity, I'll be eligible for the 100% of the incentive per kg. I hope I have answered.
So we get 6 rupees per kg on whatever
yes.
production that we do now. So overall, we are in a better off position. Perfect.
Right.
And so last one question on your Mexico order. So with this Mexico order coming in, and now I think 20-21% of our business is from export. So this year, do we see the export turnover to increase substantially, or this will start at a lower base, and since North America is 3-4% of our export? Overall, this will still be a smaller percentage.
So I see it this way: in the current year, Mexico's orders would start kicking in from Q2. So probably this year we'll see at least a jump from 21 to 27-28%. Next year it could go up to 35%. So definitely it is going to give a boost.
Good. That's it from my side. So thank you and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Shlok Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Yes, Shlok, please.
Sunil, sir, if you can repeat the last figures that you gave on the export this year, how much exports have you done? You mentioned next year they can cross 35%, but what was the number for this year?
I think it's about 21 to 22%, and
okay.
22%, and probably with this Mexico order coming in, our major focus on exports going up, HPMC getting added, definitely
right.
We are confident current year probably
right.
could increase by 5 to 6%. Next year go
right.
up to 35%.
Great, sir. Sir, just to summarize everything that you have discussed regarding Q4 results. Whatever has happened is transient in nature. Is my understanding correct? Whatever on the realization side happened is transient in nature, probably because of inventory destocking that we are seeing in the domestic market. And things have started normalizing. Realization has started picking up. At least they have stopped falling. You expect that they will come back. And once you go back to the previous realizations, your margins will mean revert to the... let's say 2-3 levels, and whatever changes are happening on the API side, they are just delays, right? One quarter here, two quarters there, but overall sum total remains the same, delayed by probably 6 months on the higher side, maybe by a quarter, but overall the equation remains the same.
Yes, your understanding is right. As far as the capsule business is concerned, domestic excess inventory at all levels, right from the raw material till the finished goods inventory into the hands of retailers, probably that
right.
caused a bit of slowdown in the domestic finished formulation industry, which indirectly
right.
impacted on companies like us. So I think
right.
that period is now getting over, and most of the coming companies are coming back to kind of normalcy in their pickup of raw material. So I
right.
hope that now, whatever the price erosion we saw in last quarter or so, probably will come back to normal. We saw only last quarter, as some of the other competitors saw it much earlier. So,
right.
we see that the trend is reversing. Now, coming to the APIs, your question was, yes, there is a couple of quarters of delay for the larger volume and a quarter delay for the smaller volume batches. Of course, there is a impact to some extent due to the cost overrun there. One is that. So probably a set turn might get less as compared to what was committed in the first year or second year. But going
right.
forward, as we see that our ultimate aim is to what? To get into the
regulatory market.
Yeah. Yes, export customer. There I don't
yeah.
foresee any challenges. Even
right.
in the current year, see the export-import data shows that the prices of these APIs have fallen. But I would interpret it this way. These rates have fallen for the non-registered suppliers' quantities. There are two
right.
types of suppliers of
right. 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 Right.
Any API comes from registered source and unregistered source. Unregistered
right. Right.
source
right.
keeps fluctuating. Registered
right.
source are more
or less stable. More or less stable. Yes, sir. Agreed.
Our competition or our aim is to supply to those customers who regularly buy from registered source from China.
My guess is that had you guys been supplying already, you would not have seen much volatility in your prices. Had the API being the unit being commercially supplying to your clients, I guess you guys would not have seen massive fluctuations in the pricing, right?
No, but Slope, what I would say is this kind of volatility, yes, we are seeing that there is some kind of a correction of 10% to 15% in some of the API pricing, but this is also transient. I would say that next couple of quarters, China would again be back and kicking up and the prices would go up. But what I am saying is that our aim is also ultimately, first year we are targeting to meet the category C customers who are very, very price sensitive and all that.
And move up the ladder of the
customer quality, and there the sensitivity to this generic imports, unregistered source API imports will be drastically down.
Right. So if we were to take a 3-year view, nothing has changed. Right. The 3 years from now, whatever was supposed to happen will still happen. It's just that in between, this inventory destocking has hit the capsule business for a quarter or two. And the API, the good thing is that what you mentioned about the government notification. So one final question on if you can guide, because there is, I do not really know how the new capsule facilities will ramp up. I can't figure that out at all. So can you give some sort of a volume guidance for the capsule business this time, for this year? And also for next year, like will the ramp up be very, very quick there, or will it be slow and steady? If you can give some idea, some understanding, starting Q2, how will the ramp up happen for this year? And then what will happen next year?
Okay, so in FY23, our actual gross production, if you look at the installed capacity with actual gross production, we achieved almost 96%. Our installed capacity is 18 billion. We manufactured something like about 17.3 billion. So in FY24, we hope to do a similar run rate for gelatin caps. And if HPMC first line starts in Q1 and the other two lines also come online in the next two quarters, depending on how soon we are able to stabilize the first line, we should be able to add at least 6 months of annual capacity of these HPMC caps.
So that ramps up very quickly then. So if you have 6 months of availability, you can do 6 months of production. Is that understanding correct, sir?
Yeah, no, I said average. The first line is running for, say, 9 months, second line for 6 months, and third line for 3 months. The average of 6 months for three lines production could be about 1.2 billion capsules of HPMC. Probably that would add on to our existing
policy. But sir, is the understanding correct that if you have 30 days of availability of that machine, you can do 30 days of production during that period? When the machine is freshly installed, like very new, it's a new machine, you have just installed it, but next 30 days you can actually have 30 days of production.
Yeah, but any new machine for a production facility, it takes some time to stabilize and to arrive at the correct quality parameters.
But that won't run into quarters and quarters, right? That won't take two quarters to stabilize.
No, we are confident. We have been manufacturing HPMC capsules for the last two decades. But what we have been doing is on the older generation machines.
Got it, sir.
We are of high speed and new generation.
Yeah. Understood, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. And I really appreciate you taking your time out, sir, for the call, and then also committing that you will do two calls a year. Thank you very much, sir. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you, sir. All the best.
My pleasure, sure.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Tushar Tarwar from Regulation 30. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to ask that, you know, there's been a lot of filings on the fundraising that we're doing at a subsidiary level in Natural Biogenics. And we've been doing it at a valuation of, you know, anywhere between 200 and 250 crores as, you know, the cash has started increasing. So my question is that, you know, so what is the logic for, you know, such a large fundraise at the subsidiary level? And especially since, you know, we are now down to, I think, around 67% stake in that. Especially given the fact that, you know, we had fully financed the entire API unit from the rights issue and the debt proceeds. So is there something new in terms of, you know, the future outlook for that entity that, you know, we are choosing to A, dilute so much and also raise so much capital, which is in excess of what we need for that at this point in time?
See, we have brought in investors at subsidiary level. As investors were keen to invest only in API business, actually. So I can say that there are no further plans to dilute at this moment, and then other than those which are already in public domain. Actually, the reason, the rationale behind the raising the capex was for two, three reasons. One is the API project had undergone some small cost increase. Originally, our cost was about 96 crores. Now it has gone to about 130 crores. And additionally, keeping in mind the current business scenario, the working capital cycles have stretched a bit. So with those requirements in mind, and also that the total group is having some kind of a debt now, we didn't want to further, we thought it prudent not to over-leverage ourselves, raise some equity to de-risk the business.
All right. So there is no further expansion plans and all which are planned in terms of that entity. It's just something that we are doing to strengthen the balance sheet.
Yes, absolutely. At this moment, the whatever the funding has been done is basically taking care of all the plans which have been made earlier and are in public domain.
And so what is the basis for the 200 crore, you know, 250 crore valuation that we have arrived at, you know, considering that we'll be getting back almost 67 crores from the PLI itself? So any kind of benchmarks and all you have in terms of, you know, what is the expected revenue at 50% utilization, 100% utilization? What kind of logic is there, sir, in terms of the valuation we have done the fundraiser?
Of course, the valuations have been done with the standard business practices. We have given a business forecast for next 5 years to the investors, and based on those, they have arrived at the valuation. And we foresee that the real business growth will happen in third year onwards when the regulated market export business starts.
And sir, can you give us a flavor of these forecasts, sir?
See, we had already said, initially we said about 2.7 asset turn to start with year 2 or 3, but now probably we expect around asset turn of about 2 in the first couple of years, maybe third or fourth year when the direct market business is significantly about 25 to 30% of total revenue, we expect it to go to 2.5 to 2.5.
Understood, sir. Mm-hmm. Sir, my second question, sir, is in terms of the, you know, the guidance that we've been giving for the capsule expansion. So I just wanted to point out that, you know, when your first presentation had come out in November 21, we had guided that, you know, by Q2 FY23, we will have all the three lines up. And once Q2 FY23 got over, you know, the guidance was revised to, you know, Q4 FY23. And we'd also done a little bit of adjustment on the capacity. And so now that Q4 is over, we have again, you know, put it forward by two quarters. Now, I understand, sir, that, you know, business circumstances change, but just as a small feedback, maybe you could consider being a little more conservative on the guidance, because, you know, that is something which the investors take very, very seriously.
We take your input, Tushar.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rohit from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Mehta. Thank you for taking my question. My question was on the capsule side. So a lot of the other players have also put up capacity in the last maybe a year or two. In India. In your comments have said that this realization drop, which has happened more in the domestic markets, is sort of bottomed out. So my question is, despite the massive supply that has come, you've also put up new capacity, which is also coming online, and other players have also. Despite that, you think that this overall drop in realization has bottomed out? I just wanted to understand if that understanding is correct, and if yes, why would that be despite a lot of supply coming in?
See, sales realization is not completely only linked to the capacity available. Yes, one of the important factors is availability of material. It is not a kind of a commodity product, but it is not a totally commodity product. Ours is a drug input. So there are something like customers where we have our product registered and they continue to buy from us. So capacity will affect, but not to 100%. Second, my answer why we feel that the price realization dropping has bottomed out is based on the input that we are getting from our customers that the demand has, their domestic demand has picked up again. The overall pipeline inventory at various stages which got stuck in during the last 2 years has now got normalized. And probably we are getting orders at the similar levels as we were earlier. Or to a large extent at those levels. I would think that the additional capacity should not have any kind of an effect on our realization going forward. It will have some effect, but we have also taken measures to de-risk that by, attempting at better quality customers, going for larger export markets and tying up with better distributions in international markets.
So you don't think that will be margin dilutive or it will not hamper your margin improvement from there?
Our personal feel is that the margins have bottomed out at this moment. The sales realizations have bottomed out. And from here onward, we are seeing small improvement in domestic markets. So going forward, it will be very small, but incremental growth in the realization. At the same time, there is a softening up of raw material prices, so that will add on to the margin. Our approach is that we should rely more on exports, so that would give us much more comfort.
Got it. And in terms of the API business, so this PLI benefit that you have is based on your production, and it doesn't matter whether you're exporting or you're selling it in the domestic market. It's more based on production. Is that understanding there?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It is directly linked to production.
Got it. Okay, sir. Thank you very much. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anupam Agarwal from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thank you for the opportunity. My question was if you can call out the prices of the three products in the API business that we are putting capex for. You mentioned in your opening remarks prices have sort of corrected, which has led to a lower gross turns for our business. Can you call out the pricing in the last 6-8 months of those APIs?
As I already mentioned, the prices of these APIs, I'm basically referring to, say, prices of three major API which we have taken the PLI thing, betamethasone, dexamethasone, and prednisolone. So betamethasone was, say, in the range of running around $820 a kilo. Now, imports are happening at something like...
Your voice is a little muffled, sir. Can you repeat again, please?
Yeah, so I was saying that I can talk about three major APIs for which we have taken the PLI sanction, say betamethasone, dexamethasone, and prednisolone. Say for betamethasone, the earlier prices about a year back was about $825 per kilogram. Now they have softened up to, say, 740. But and same way for dexamethasone, which was around 400, it's gone down to about 345 or so. Prednisolone was also in the same range of about 425, has gone to now 350. These kind of pricings are for those unregistered sources. But if you look at the Exim data, the imports happening from the registered source continue to be done at the prices which were prevailing about a year back. There's no major correction in those prices.
Understood. Secondly, sir, you made a comment that the working capital in API business will be slightly stretched. Can you allude to versus the capsule business, what will be the working capital like in the API business?
I was more referring to the capsule business, because capsule business, we had seen better cash rotations in last 2-3 years during COVID period. they got a bit stressed now, and maybe our volume of business has also tripled over the last 3 years. So working capital cycles are in the range of about 90 days in our capsule business. But I anticipate in API business it will be a little bit higher, 90 to 120 days is what we expect in API.
All right. And would the API business be at a slightly higher margin compared to overall group level of 18-20%?
Yes, I think margins in API business purely depend on type of customer to whom you sell and kind of certifications and kind of monograph standard that you supply. So to begin with, in first year, when we are targeting domestic generic players, the margins would be limited. But going forward in the third year or fourth year, when our target is regulated market customers, we expect reasonably good margins.
Understood. That's all from my side. I'll come back in the queue if I have any. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Umang Shah from India Bridge Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, with respect to the Mexican order, is the freight price included in our contract price, or is it something that we take a risk on?
No. Could you repeat your question, please? I could not catch it.
Yeah, my question was with respect to the order that we are supplying to Mexico, the freight cost, is it included in the pricing, or is it something that is that we have no control over?
No. As I, there is no fixed pricing there. It's a pricing will be the prevailing market price.
Sure. And sir, any what are the contracts like that? Are you getting any interest on the HPMC capsules that are looking to sell? And is that domestic or is it export?
HPMC domestic market is lesser than what it is in the international market, but we see that in domestic also a lot of products are getting introduced in HPMC. Older, a lot of Nutra and herbal products are going into HPMC. The demand traction is there in domestic market as well.
Right, sir. I will get back in the queue if I have any more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Praveen Sharma, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sir, am I audible?
Yeah.
My first question is, sir, in this API business, since we are doing significant dilution, these private equity guys, they are bringing some expertise to enable us to penetrate the regulated market, or it's just the money which they are bringing onto the table?
At this moment, of course, there is no such commitment from their side, but I believe most of them will give this value-add advice and service to us. I believe they have investors who are based in U.S. and all that. So they will probably be able to help us.
Okay. And my second question is, sir, just to, you know, understand, on one of the slides in this API, it's 23 slide number PLI scheme, it's written for fermentation-based products, incentive for FY25 to 28 would be 20%, and then 29 would be 15, and would be 30%, 10% in 30. Now, this is 20, 15, 10 are basically, the percentage in terms of share from the revenues top line means 20% of the revenues, whatever revenue you do, because now that minimum utilization thing has gone. So this is the minimum.
Yes, your understanding is right. The revenue from that particular product.
Okay. So the incentive per kg will also fluctuate depending on utilization. It's
no, the scheme is already fixed. The price, qualification price for which the incentive will be applicable. For each of these products, incentive amount per kilogram is already fixed.
But that is the minimum price which you have to sell. And then, if we sell at higher...
There is no correlation between the selling price and incentive. The price quoted in the scheme was only for the purpose of qualifying for the purpose of incentive.
So this 20-15% doesn't mean anything. No? Then it's a fixed thing. Whatever you produce, you will get this fixed.
No, no, no. For example, for prednisolone, we have quoted something like 23,399 rupees. So I am eligible for 20% incentive of that price. So irrespective of quantity,
That is the ceiling. Okay.
Yeah, that's the ceiling on which we are eligible.
Mm-hmm. And sir, you said that in the once we penetrate the regulated market in say 3 years. It will be 2.7x, so the asset turn. So basically, we are looking at 350 crores on a capex of 130 crores, correct? That is the way we are looking at it.
Yes, it should be.
And for sir, so just to clarify, because it was slightly confusing, the first year will be 50% utilization, which means how much will be, you already gave the prices, but the ballpark, how much will be the revenue accretion from the top line accretion from API business?
We are expecting the first year revenue, since the small volume lab is starting in Q3, and the business will have some sort of a lag for the validation. We expect about revenue of about 50 to 65 crores of business in the first year.
And the year after that, sir, it will be, around one. When you said two times, so that's 260 crore, 130 into two, when we will be reaching?
I think year three we should be reaching around two times.
Okay. So year 25.
And our phase two capacities of the fermentation also comes on board. That's the time when probably our whole volume will come into play. And the year three would be the first full year of operation for that, full capacity.
Okay, thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Piyush Jain from NX Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mundia, to organizing this call. Sir, first question I want to understand, since this is the first call we are having, what has happened over the years, last 2-3 years, something where we were doing some 8 to 9-10% of margin, and suddenly company is in the range of around 18 to 20%. Can you throw some light on this?
Yes, Piyush. Initially, in my opening remarks itself, I said that hitherto we were operating with the traditional capsule manufacturing machine, which were producing about 1 million capsules per 24 hours to 1.5 million capsules per 24 hours. We had done improvisation in-house, and maximum capacity was about 1.5 million capsules per 24 hours. Now, in last 3 years, in 2018, December, we launched our first machine. We did a joint collaborative effort with an external robotics company, where they made a customized design machine for us, which started producing 2.5 million initially, and later on about 5 million capsules. This was the big breakthrough that made the whole change. And as I said, mentioned in my earlier remark, the savings in terms of power, manpower, wastages, and higher kind of a better quality, all these added on to the operational efficiencies. So these operational efficiencies added on to our bottom.
Okay, sir. Got it. Sir, one more point, small thing. Sir, you said Mexican order will be around 1.8 billion capsules. So how much it will translate into a revenue?
1.8 billion capsules, HPMC on an average price of about 250 rupees per thousand.
How much it will work?
It should have about 40 crores.
Okay. Sir, one of your interview, I think I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, that starting you were doing some fermentation process with API, and then you revised to some different process. Is it something which we envisage something and then we change something, which will have any bearing and impact on our profitability something? And sir, what would be the margin in the API business? Like in capsule business, you are doing around 18 to 20%. So what will be the margin trajectory in API business? Sir, over to you.
Sir, I think your first question was about the margins in capsule business. As you pointed out, 18% is our current margin. Probably it will improve a bit. API business, as I already mentioned, that being the first year and partly operational, probably we should be happy to do kind of a break-even cash.
When it is ramp up fully, 100 or 80-90% capacity basis?
Yeah, I think we have indicated in our earlier presentation, we should be, it depends on the type of market. The third year when about 30-35% revenue comes from regulated market export, we should be in ranges of about 20% plus.
Okay. On fermentation process, any change in fermentation process?
No. We are still on the fermentation track only. All these three products are fermentation at two stages. They are all long chain production processes having about 12 to 14 steps. Two steps for fermentation, rest are chemicals in synthesis. Chemical fermentation, then there are about 10 or 11 steps of chemical synthesis. Again, another round of fermentation. Then couple of synthesis steps. So fermentation is the heart of the whole process.
So, sir, just last question. In 3 years' time, let's say just in, assume for FY27 or something, what type of mix you see as an actual capsule consolidated business? Right now, you are doing capsule business 170 odd crores. This capacity is also being getting added from 18 billion capsule to 22 billion. Plus, you are also going in this vegetarian capsule. Plus, API will also ramp up and let's say a second year or third year operation. So what would be the revenue mix? It will be around 250 crores from capsule business and how much from the API business? What could be, we can see the number of consolidated basis revenue top line?
I think, see, the third or fourth year of API business where we expect a regulated market business, we probably might touch the original forecast that we have given, 2.7 times the asset turn in case of API business. And capsule business, we have already said that we will be doing 2.5 times.
So can I say 130 crore capex, 2.7 times, is around, works out around 300 to 350 crore from API business?
Yes, in the year when we are able to touch about 35% exports to the market.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vivek Joshi from BP Capital LLP. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir.
Sir, thanks for starting this con call thing. It's very helpful for investors. And my questions are mainly regarded to the Biogenics subsidiary. So I want to understand that now that, you know, the minority shareholding is also now significant post this investment. So what is the current equity that Natural Capsules hold? What is the block of equity? What is debt that's given? Will that be repaid? So could you give some color? And what's the current quarterly expenses under the Biogenics?
See, Natural Capsule currently holds 90%. Minority shareholders 10%. Natural Capsule has invested about 20 crores into equity and has given 20 crore long-term unsecured loan to them, to the Biogenics. The next question was your quarterly expenses. At this moment, including R&D and all that, I think we are incurring about 20 lakhs odd per month.
Okay, 20 lakhs per month. That is not actually translating in the difference in your standalone and consolidated. So maybe you can get back to me later.
We have started doing only from this quarter onwards. Still, okay. It was being absorbed by Natural Capsules.
Fair enough. So this 20 crores that's been given, what interest rate has it been given at? Like, since then?
We have a loan agreement where we have set the applicable, our bank rate, whatever rate at which Natural Capsule is borrowing, will be the same rate applicable.
So will this continue with this investment or will that capital now come back to Natural Capsules post this investment of 80 crores or whatever, like 75 crores?
I presume that over a period of time, either get converted into equity or come back, depending on how it turns, because as per the agreement with banks and with the investor, it will be withdrawn only after repayment of loans or their exit.
Okay. So the other loans exist on the books of Biogenics, or do they exist on the loans of books of natural capsules?
I presume it is of the Biogenics.
Okay. So the other loans are the Biogenics. One last question is that this investment of 75 crores, was this the amount that we were looking to raise, or this is something the investor said that we want to invest at least 25%? Because it seems a very large dilution. I'm probably repeating a point. So was it that they wanted minimum 20-25%, hence the amount was decided?
So even at this stage also, it is coming in two tranches. The agreement is for 75, but we are initially taking only 50. The second one will be with a mutual agreement. 25 crores will be only if you decide to go ahead.
So the 25 crores only if you decide to go ahead?
No, initially 50 crore is the infusion. Second tranche would be depending on the need based, in case we see some opportunity for the investment or merger acquisition.
So both have a right to refuse, or they have a put option, like they can take if they want?
No, it has to be done with the mutual consent. Both have to.
So just to understand is that if we take only 50 and for whatever reason the projections are better, so the dilution will be less. Is that what the understanding
is? Yes,
correct?
Obviously. It will be proportionate.
Okay. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ashutosh Agarwal from NB India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question is related to API division mainly now. Earlier we were thinking that we will be able to reach 50% capacity utilization, and we have the soft commitments or the contracts as well. So how that will impact overall situation, like since we have the soft commitments and we were not able to reach to the 50% utilization?
No, the capacity utilization has gone down in the year one is due to delay.
Mm-hmm.
Commitments are still there. There are some commitments for taking technical grade of API from some of the foreign buyers. Those still stand.
Okay, and second year we are expecting somewhere around 60% utilization, right?
We said 50% year.
Okay, and the margin will be improved like about 2% when we will be into the regulated markets from either year 3 or max by year 4, right? Is my understanding correct?
Yes.
Okay, so 60% will be reflected on natural capsules balance sheet and P&L account consolidated after 3 to 4 years. Okay. So with the interest more in natural biogenics by the foreign investor, I think Somerset is one of the FII. So do we have a plan of demerger in the longer time frame if that is like mutually decided by the natural capsule boards and the Somerset investors?
Yeah, it could be one of the possibilities, yes. Technical listing is always a possibility.
Okay, but that will be like the long-term plan, maybe after 4 to 5 years. As of now, the main focus is next 3 years to utilize
the plan. Absolutely.
Okay, so is there any unknown or unseen risk in execution of the projects in the next 3 years, which may be because of the China or maybe some other macroeconomic factor?
I think China's story is playing out to our advantage that worldwide there is a need for China plus supply chain.
Okay.
And I think the Chinese inconsistency in terms of pricing also is making some of the pharma companies to look for alternative stable sources. And the fact that we are going to be one of the few integrated players across the world, out of China, probably the only one. Where we are doing the manufacturing right from the base fermentation, probably we would be able to commit prices on a longer run, and we should get preference in terms of both large domestic pharma companies as well as in the international market.
Okay, and since the Somerset is also investing via their healthcare fund, so do they have, or since they may be holding more than 10%, so are they helping us to get like more contracts? Because since they are in touch with many of the European-based pharmaceutical companies and they're investing via the same fund, so do we see any like more improved opportunity for ramping up the API business?
While they have not committed to do so, but I presume they will do it ultimately because they do have investments in various companies outside India also, and there are their partners are also from some of these regulated countries.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much for taking the questions and all the very best.
Thanks, Ashutosh.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, we would request participants to limit their questions to two during the initial round. We have the next question from the line of Anirban Mannav, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. And thank you for hosting the con call for the first time. My first question would be, what would be the revenue in H1 of FY24 and for the full year, FY24?
So you are referring to the natural capsules or the API business?
Yeah, both. Considering capsules and API both. For H1 and the full year.
So we, as I've already said, that we are seeing some stability in the realization. So, and the volume remaining consistent, we probably can forecast similar revenues and going up because of the addition of capacity.
Okay. A ballpark number for H1 and H2, if you can provide.
I think we have gross assets in the range of about 100 crores. We do about 2x kind of things over a period of full year.
All right. And Mexico will start contributing from Q2, right?
Yes, we hope so, yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Suruchi Parmar from NX Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. I would like to have a clarity on the API business part. Like, you are doing with the fermentation process. So, I have read somewhere that a JV of IPCA is also into the same steroidal APIs, betamethasone and primidazolone. So can you throw some light on this? Like, if they are doing with the same process or you are only one with the fermentation process?
Madam, could you please repeat your question? I was not able to catch your question.
Yeah, sir. Actually, you are doing with the steroidal APIs of betamethasone and primidazolone with the fermentation process. So, can you just throw some light that I have read somewhere that JV of IPCA is also there with the same steroidal APIs. So, are yours only the fermentation process or they are also doing with the same process? Or what is the difference in both?
Yeah. So the companies, what you're referring, they are actually importing advanced intermediates from China and then converting into two or three steps and selling those APIs. Whereas what we are, our whole process is a completely backward integrated process where we are doing for base intermediate in India. And we are doing completely two stages of fermentation and about 10 steps of synthesis.
Okay.
So
okay.
This is the difference.
Okay. Fine. And sir, this steroidal APIs, you will do only for domestic sales or later further you will go in exports also in this?
Yeah, we will be going for exports. And okay. We hope to do the regulated market exports in year 3 and 4.
in which year you might go for this exports of the expected?
No, I could not understand your question.
These exports, when will you enter the market in exports in this API, means the target for this, in which year?
Target for entering into exports?
Yeah.
For ROW market, probably year 2, and REC market will be year 3 or 4.
Okay, fine. So for that, some audits will be needed, like UGMP and USFDA approval. You need to take audit has to be done.
Yes, obviously yes. UGMP will be done, and USFDA audit will be triggered by the buyer in US market.
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Godwin Fernandez, an investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Godwin Fernandez, your line has been unmuted.
Yes. Thanks for taking my question. My question is, since we had invested a lot into this R&D activity, and now we are going for this PLI process, since our activities are backward integrated, in the way we might come across a lot of other opportunities. So I just wanted to check, are our activities confined to only the four mentioned APIs, or in the due course, if any good lucrative openings or opportunities arise, we can steer our team for achieving the same?
Mr. Fernandez, at this moment, we are completely focused on steroids. Then going forward in about 4 years, our aim is to get into the other corticosteroids like hormones. So though there is a huge amount of portfolio of a lot of other fermentation-based immunosuppressants and other products, but we are restricting ourselves, our focus towards corticosteroids and the steroids at this moment.
Okay, thank you. And so my second question is, still for this capsule opportunity, I think we have a lot of market yet to be tapped. So what are our plans on tapping into this capsule market? Still there is high room for growth. Can you kindly put some color on that?
Yes, as you rightly said, there is a good amount of opportunity out there for tapping the export business in capsule market. The reason is that capsule is a bulky product. When it is transported from, say, India to some country in Latin America, cost of transportation, time taken is pretty high. Worldwide capsule manufacturing is restricted to very few countries. So there are a number of countries with high population, high demand, where there are opportunities of somebody going and putting up a local manufacturing and selling it. So we are looking around for these kind of opportunities. At appropriate time, we would explore those possibilities.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Soumitra Joshi, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So firstly, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Firstly, kudos to you because I've been following this company for quite some time now, and also have been studying your past, and I think what you've done is not a small deal. So I just wanted to congratulate you on that. I think you're one of those entrepreneurs the country should be proud of in terms of the work that you've done in pharma, and I'm assuming that going forward this good work will continue. So from my side, firstly, thank you as an investor, and also thank you for doing the work that you're doing in this particular field. It is very well appreciative, and it should be appreciative by more and more people, as more people realize what is happening in this company. So that was the first part of appreciation. Now the question specifically. So I may have missed out on the earlier part where you might have given this, but understanding that there have been so many altercations, maybe because of the delay or changes in plan, I just wanted to understand, like last year as a whole, from a sales perspective, we were around 170, 175 kind of a margin. This year specifically, because the API business, what I understand is probably it's going to gain traction from next year onwards. So natural capsules against a backdrop of, let's say, around 170, 175 crores last year, where do we see ourselves in terms of sales this year itself? That's FY24.
First of all, thanks, Mr. Joshi, for all your nice words. Thank you. The capsule business, as I already mentioned, that has been growing and consistent. The volume which I can talk of at the moment is consistently growing, and probably last year we did 96% of our installed capacity, 18 billion, and probably in the coming year it will be also around the same range for the gelatin capsules. For the HPMC capsules, we are going to add up about another 3 billion or so, out of which in this year we would be utilizing about 50% capacity because of the staggered implementation. So putting all together, I think our asset base on the gross level is about 100 crores. We should be doing about 2 to 2.1 times of the asset.
Okay, so at a base of around, let's say, 170, this would be upwards of 200 for this year.
Yeah, you may assume so. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. As we have no further questions, I would like to hand the floor back to Mr. Sunil Mundra for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Melissa. I think just a minute. I would like to thank all the participants for joining the call today. I hope I was able to answer all your queries. In case there are some unanswered queries, please feel free to reach out to Abhishek, our investor relations advisor. I truly enjoyed our conversation today, and I look forward to future interactions with all of you. Thank you once again for your time, and have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Natural Capsules Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thanks.